אנחנו לומדים בפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה עוד ג.
We are learning preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, letter 3. You can find this in the study materials link on the top left. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, letter 3.
In item 1 and in item 2, we learned that the Creator created the will to receive, because He is the desire to bestow, and therefore His whole work with the created beings can be in the opposite qualities from His, quality from His, which is the will to receive. But in order to bring the created beings to Him, to the best level, which is Him, Himself, He allows them to arrange on top of their will to receive, to place an intention to bestow. And this is what we have to correct. Therefore, in order to allow us to correct ourselves, the Creator diminishes the will to receive on a level of degrees, degree by degree, down to the smallest possible level, which is called this world. And in it, we exist, in that tiniest will to receive for ourselves, opposite from the Creator, and above it, He can give us bigger desires to receive until we come to the will to receive equal to the Creator's desire to bestow, but it will be on condition that we place on our will to receive, which He reveals to us, increases in us, a desire to bestow. Let's put it this way. It's as if we... It's as we see with babies, that we feed the baby and it grows in the form of a human being. We may give it different foods, vegetables, meat, milk, bread, all kinds of things. But what grows in the baby is the human form, hands, legs, the whole body, the form of a human being. So the same happens to us. And this is what we want. The will to receive grows in us every single moment. And we needn't say that it's a bad will to receive, but it appears this way because we have to correct how we use it. Because we reveal it, and so that we reveal it and use it not for our sake, but for the sake of others. The other outside of a person is the Creator. But in order for it not to appear to a person in this way, the Creator created one person and divided him into many pieces. So now we have in front of us all of humanity, and also the still vegetative inanimate besides people. And in the end, we have to relate to everyone with love, connection. And in this way, we correct ourselves. In other words, why do I see the whole world in front of me? Because the whole world in front of me is a projection of me, of myself. And to the extent that I correct my relation to them, to that extent, I'm actually correcting myself. So, I can't go wrong because I have a big egoistic desire against all of the still vegetative inanimate and speaking, and I'm opposite from them. I'm in contrast with them, and I want to enjoy only for myself. So if I invert it, where I want to benefit everyone, all the still vegetative and animate, and speaking. And for myself, I use myself only in order to benefit everyone else. This is considered having corrected my own creation. In the meantime, I accept my relation to all of reality in front of me as the form of my ego. And if I correct my attitude toward them, and accordingly to myself, where I exist only in order to bestow upon the whole world, and my will to receive exists only for that purpose, then I will feel that I am in the spiritual world. In other words, to the extent that I love something outside of me, in the still vegetative animate and speaking, to that extent, I emerge from myself, from this world, and enter what is outside of me, which is the spiritual world. What else? We are in item 3, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's continue. Item
3.
So we learn that the Creator, who created the will to receive, started it from one point, which in some way was different from him, from the desire to bestow, and then as it bestows more and more and more with his power, with it into this initial will to receive, it develops, and its development goes through 4 degrees of 4 degrees of the will to receive, Keter, which is the Creator, and then roots 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we have in the fourth phase we have the will to receive that's revealed in its complete in its completeness. And then it understands how opposite it is from the Creator, and it cannot stand it. So it makes the restriction. From then on, it develops only to the extent that it can adapt itself, match itself, resemble itself to the Creator. And by this, it builds out of the will to receive what is called worlds, olamot, ha'alamot, concealments. And this is what we learn. Then, the will to receive, with the light that the Creator bestows upon it, they kind of hang down, cascade, tied together, and hang down. So, go ahead, item 3.
Item 3. The above-mentioned order of cascading, which brings the will to receive to its final form in this world, follows a sequence of 4 prinot, 4 discernments. That exist in the four-letter name, Havaya, Yud He, Vav He. This is because the 4 letters Havaya, in his name, contain the whole of reality, without any exception. In general, they are described in the 10 sefirot, Chokhmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, and their root. They are 10 sefirot, because the sefira tiferet contains 6 internal sefirot, called chagat nehi, and the root is called keter. Yet, in essence, they are called chub tum. Remember this well. These are 4 worlds called atzilut, bria, yetzira, Asiya. The world of Asiya contains this world within it. Thus, there is not a creature in this world that is not initiated in Ein Sof, in infinity, in the thought of creation to delight his created beings. Hence, it is innately comprised of light and kli, vessel, meaning a certain measure of abundance with the will to receive that abundance. The measure of abundance extends existence from existence, from his self, and the will to receive the abundance is initiated existence from absence. But for that will to receive, to acquire its final quality, it must cascade along with the abundance within it through the four worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. This completes creation in light and vessel, called Guf, body, and the light of life within it.
It is not as yet a Guf, body, and the light of life that we have. This still concerns the will to receive that cascaded from above and came to the smallest state where it has connection with the light. He says it's called the body and the light of life in it. So it's still a spiritual degree. Afterwards, we will talk about the breaking and this world, which is a result of the breaking. As a result of the breaking, it is disconnected from the spiritual world. Okay? You're silent. I don't know what to do. So let's go to PT 13.
Rav, to this day we've learned all the corrections, all our correct perception of reality is worked towards the 10. In the introduction now you said that if I correct my attitude towards the still vegetative animate in this world, then also I can feel myself that I am in the spiritual world. So where is the most correct place to do the work? What, I can change my attitude to some cat in the street and reach spirituality?
If I am speaking about me in spirituality, it means I'm talking about the 10. The me in spirituality, the term, the concept of me in spirituality exists only to the extent that it's 10, not more and not less. This is number one. Number two, a street cat is called a foreign will to receive, to which you must relate also as to a part that the Creator created, and therefore you are obligated to relate to it correctly.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, on one hand we say that the worlds are worlds of equivalence form with the Creator. On the other hand, they're worlds of concealment of the light. How does that work out?
We learn it. Well, what do you want? It's just the beginning of the preface. We haven't spoken about the worlds or about anything. You only heard one word.
Can you explain what a renewed creation, he says? Every time he says renewed, like, what does that mean?
Creation is a creation where everything that emerges from the Creator and enters a degree of Ba, meaning outside of the Creator. This is called creation. Let's accept it as such for now and define it this way.
No.
Last question?
All right.
The point that feels and performs the actions, that's the fourth phase? In the fourth phase, or the existence from absence?
It depends what we're talking about. You are asking questions that we have no basis on.
These are things, yeah, that are always just not clear.
Again, what's not clear?
What's the difference between the point of existence from absence and the fourth phase that performs a restriction.
Did you learn the four phases of direct light?
Yeah, and we learned that the fourth phase of the fourth phase makes the restriction, and because it's equivalence of one with the upper light.
Yeah.
What's the difference between this point and the point of existence from absence? What is existence from absence in the fourth phase of the fourth phase?
Existence from absence is the beginning of the will to receive that is rooted in Keter, in the root. From it stems creation. Whereas phase four is already a development of that root, which formed in the upper light and came to a state where it exists independently. And then it discovers that it is in phase four, disconnected from the roots. And that awakens in it the restriction.
Да, дорогой Раф, пишет он здесь, что порядку четырех букв Авая, ты мне...
Рав, he writes here that the order of the four words of Авая, four letters of Авая, the word, name of the Creator, all the worlds of creation.
Everything that emerges from the upper light developed by the upper light influencing the desire it created within it. And then, out of the influence of the upper light on the desire, four phases emerge. And then, including the root, there are five. And then, out of this evolve five worlds. And the last degree of the final world is our world. And then everything we talk about is about what happens in those worlds until in the end, when we correct the whole system of the worlds through man, who is inside these worlds, then it is as if we return through all the degrees from which the worlds evolved from Ein Sof, from infinity back to Ein Sof. This is the whole process. Okay?
Так, а как в чем здесь в каждом этапе вот функция вот этого авая?
So, and what exactly is this expressed, this stage, this function of this formula?
Авая is the creator who relates through this template, through this system. He relates to creation in this way. He wants to bring everyone, all the pieces of desire that he created one desire, but that desire exploded on purpose. It exploded, and all those pieces got mixed up together and influenced each other in such a way that each part comprises all the other parts, and then all of them in the end will connect among everyone and will become one desire. And that one desire will be able to attain within it, according to its structure, according to the interconnections that will be in it, it will be able to attain the Creator, both according to its structure, where all the desires and intentions and feelings will be all interconnected, and it will be really the Creator, the name of the Lord, the name of the Creator. This is what the created being has to achieve. This is called the name of the Lord will be upon you, where we yearn, pray, want to reach this corrected desire to make it operate like the light, like the Creator.
А мы можем в десятке выстроить подобную такую структуру авая между нами?
Бевакаша, вадай.
Can we build a formula of Havayan?
By all means.
Now, I read the articles of Rabash about the ten. What can I tell you?
Queens.
Queens.
Да, доброе утро, дорогой Раф. Спасибо за возможность спросить. Тут говорится, что мир Асия включает
наш... Good morning, dear Rav. Thank you for the opportunity to ask. He says here that the world of Asiya includes this world. This definition of our world, this world, is that the same thing?
Yes and no. There is the matter of this world, meaning the final degree of the world of Asiya. And there is this world, there is the imaginary world, which we imagine in our will to receive without the intention to bestow, which is like a, to some extent, a projection or a replica of the spiritual world. In these things, we still don't have the words, really. We will discover it more and more. USA Northeast.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, when will be the tipping point for humanity when we start to realize together that we're not this corrupted will to receive for self, but we're actually before the desire itself?
I didn't understand the question.
So, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's like we imagine ourselves to be these corrupted desires. When will humanity start to feel something other than this corrupted desire, that there's something that's...
Humanity begins to feel, we don't ask about that. The important thing for now, I'm very practical. I see what is in front of us. We have to achieve correction. And you achieve correction to the extent that we reveal our corruption. So, if we reveal the corruption, we will perform correction. We reveal the corruption, we perform the correction. That's how we advance. Left, right, and that's how we advance. Humanity is not my problem. I just need to disseminate, to circulate this awareness, this knowledge to them, so it will become revealed to them. But to demand of them to advance, I can't. And it's also incorrect to do it. We have to advance to the extent that we advance, and to the extent that we advance, the upper light will bestow through us to them and will promote them.
Que signifie que la créature contient une certaine mesure d'abondance?
Does it mean that creation includes some measure of upper abundance?
Without it, it wouldn't exist. The whole of the inner force. Let me ask you. You are a modern person. You understand what's going on. You heard about electrons, about all kinds of particles, subatomic particles. They always spin. They have a constant spin. Planets constantly spin as well. Everything is alive. Everything is turning, spinning, changing. From where do they take the energy? When I do something, I want to build a machine, I need to see that I put some fuel into it or electric force to make it spin. So how does everything else spin? Because of the power of the light, the power of the Creator that influences all of creation.
Beseder?
Okay.
Tov. As.
All right. Where are you?
Item 4. The reason why the will to receive must cascade by the four above mentioned discernments in Abiya is that there is a great rule concerning the kelim, vessels, the expansion of the light, and its departure make the vessel fit for its task.
That's the law. The expansion of the light and its departure
create the kli, the vessel, the deficiency. Yes?
This means that as long as the vessel has not been separated from its light, it is included in the light and is annulled within it, like a candle before a torch. This annulment is because they are completely opposite from one another, on opposite ends. This is so because the light extends from his self, existence from existence, from the perspective of the thought of creation in En Sof, infinity, it is all towards bestowal, and there is no trace of a will to receive in it. Its opposite is the vessel, the great will to receive that abundance, and is the root of the initiated created being, in which there is no bestowal whatsoever. Hence, when they are bound together, the will to receive is annulled in the light within it, and can determine its form only once the light has departed from it once. Following the departure of the light from it, it begins to crave it. And this craving properly determines and sets the shape of the will to receive. Subsequently, when the light dresses in it once more, it is regarded as two separate matters, vessel and light, or guf, body, and life. Observe closely, for this is most profound.
Well, what can I say? The light is the power of bestowal. It comes from the Creator. It turns the desire and develops the desire. And the desire begins to feel how much the light engenders it, develops it, teaches it, establishes it, positions it. Everything that is in the desire comes from the light. The desire is absolutely a result of the light. There is nothing in the desire that comes from itself other than the upper light, the root creating its opposite from the desire, but everything that there from the light, but everything that there is in the desire comes from the light, and therefore, the more the desire develops, the more it feels how it annuls before the light, how much the light is everything. And the desire is only a consequence, a result, and that it cannot determine its own desire in any way, its own direction, or anything. But in order to do something independent out of its own desire, so that there will be something outside of the Creator, because the outside of the light, because the light is the Creator. So in order for it to happen, there has to be a disconnection. So when they disconnect, if they reconnect afterwards, then there is and there is already, there are two things here already. Two things. When the desire can determine something, and the light can determine something. If the restriction and the departure of the light cause the desire, then the desire can determine to what extent the light will come to it and spread in it, and in which direction it will change it, etc. In other words, from the moment of restriction onwards, the desire determines what happens. And it gives the light, the possibility to attend to it, only to the extent that it decides, the vessel, the desire, decides. And this is what he says, that after the departure of the light from it, it begins to yearn for it, after the desire. And that craving properly determines and sets the shape of the will to receive properly. Subsequently, when the light dresses in it, it is regarded as two separate matters, kli, vessel and light, or body, guf, and life. And from here on, we can talk about two, because prior to that, we're talking only about the light. Whatever it wants, it gives, it influences the desire in this way, and the desire does absolutely what the desire, what the light wants to do in it. Let's put it this way. A baby is impregnated in its mother's womb. So the body, the mother's body determines everything that is in the baby, in the fetus, enough, nothing else. But once it comes out, it exists in and of itself after the birth. And then it determines if it wants or doesn't want it, this, that, and the more it grows, the more independent it becomes, until it has the ability to determine what it wants, what for, etc. So we begin with the light creating the desire, developing the desire, and then the desire is only, it follows the light. Afterwards, once there is a restriction and a separation, then the desire itself determines what are the operations that he chooses the light to do on it. This is how we develop. And I think maybe we should switch to the last part, but let's do this. Northeast. Northeast, USA Northeast.
Tada, Rob. It feels inspiring when the friends say you are never alone, but when we speak of one desire breaking and then returning back to one desire, it feels lonely. Are we never alone because we're paired with the Creator? Only the Creator is outside of me? Or will all of B'nai Baruch be in spirituality? Or even this I have to annul before the Creator? Thank you, Rav.
Let's wait with your questions until you learn some more. You have to learn a lot more before you ask. Okay?
Latin one.
Latin one. You wanted to ask? No?
A little about what you were talking about. The question is, why does after the will to receive, I'm sorry, after the light departs the will to receive, when it gets back together, we don't distinguish that it's just one as on the initial state, but rather as two different entities, light and vessel?
Because now the kli determines how it receives the light. Previously, the light was first. It created the vessel and filled the vessel according to its will, and there was no desire on the part of the light. Now, two authorities were created, the desire of the vessel and the desire of the light. So only to the extent that there is equivalence between them, and they are similar in their desire, then they can permeate one another.
Latin 7.
Can I ask in English? Because I'm listening in English. Thank you, Rav. What does it mean from the side of the vessel that the light has just left? Because everything, the light doesn't disappear, doesn't leave, doesn't do anything. What does it mean that the...
אבל כלי לא מרגיש אותו.
But the vessel doesn't feel it. The vessel doesn't feel it, and that's called that the light departed. That's it. Of course, the light never leaves the vessel, but it rises above the sensitivity of the vessel, and the vessel doesn't feel it, and that's called that the light exited, departed. PT5.
It's interesting, in this part, whenever we study this item, we would talk about the expansion of the light and its departure. And now, after we learned so much about Ibu, the impregnation, Balasulam writes, therefore, since they are tied together, the will to receive is annulled in the light in it and cannot determine its identity, but only after the departure of the light from it once. In other words, understanding the intention, the impregnation we're working on, is something that only after you work. In other words, my question stems from it. First of all, we always aim for everything to bring contentment to the Creator. That's the final goal. And we also have to look at the nearest goal. How do we maintain our focus in the work between us? How do we maintain both parts?
Progress a bit more in study and then you'll understand. How can you? I entirely don't understand. When I look at you, according to your faces, you're people who've learned a lot in life. But how can you ask from within now that you read some small passage to ask such large things? It's not for this place. Write down this question. That's how Rabash would tell me. Write it down. Ask me in another month, 2 months. At least that you'll see that it's more suitable. Okay, let's go on to the next part.
And do we sing a song before that? Let's go. And come one more, 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 and come one more.
Soleil qui l'éclaire. Et comme moi, et comme someone more.